In March of 2011, 17-month-old Dylan Andrus was mauled to death by a neighbor's dog when the toddler wandered into the yard. He had walked away from his mother as she was unloading groceries from the car. The neighbor's Rottweiler had been chained to a pole while the owner was away. Animal rights groups have been pushing for legislation to ban unattended dog tethering. Renee Rivard with the League of Humane Voters says the city needs to act because state law is flawed.
Under Florida state law, a dog can be kept chained as long as it has food, water, and shelter. This does not protect the public or the dog. The dog can strangle itself, be stolen, attacked by other animals or cruel humans, and suffer from heat exhaustion, not to mention the lack of socialization and emotional distress it endures.
Rivard says Miami-Dade, Palm Beach, and several counties in Florida have already banned unattended tethering of animals. The city council held a public hearing on the bill this week, and a final vote could come next month. Kevin Murchard, WJCT News.